Oh, thank you. So I would like to also to thank the organizers for inviting me. So my talk will be, the title is probably not suggesting this, but it will be closely connected to talk by Simon, and I will start with reviewing very, very quickly what you just said. So it's based on two recent papers with Mattia Bicari and Honliang Zhang, in our earlier paper. So that will be about a question which is motivated by studying Wilson loops and a correlation function of Wilson loops, a strong coupling where we look at some theory, some kind of sigma model or Nambu type action in ADS. And what we would like to understand is would like to get a better understanding what does it mean to compute correlation functions of some sigma model or some two-dimensional field theory in ADS2. So these correlation functions on Wilson loops, they, as Simon explained, that was a very specific theory, which I will quickly review, but one could ask more general question. So suppose, actually simpler question, suppose instead of considering this complicated world shape theory, we consider conformal field theory in ADS2. And what would be the interpretation of what of this computation which we're doing, which is essentially a matrix of elementary fields of quantum field theory in ADS2 in terms of, in the case of CFT. So that may sound like a simple question with kind of obvious answer, but it turns out it's not completely trivial. And I will discuss some examples. In particular, you can ask, jumping ahead, take a Vesumino-Witten theory, put it on ADS2. What you are expecting to get for S matrix of elementary scalars. So in flat space, of course, this matrix is not the right observable. It's massless scalars. Elementary scalars are just massless. And in fact, the S matrix is one. One can see that rather quickly at tree level. But if you put this theory in ADS2, this matrix, the analog of S matrix and the boundary correlators of elementary scalars of this theory is non-trivial. And in fact, you may try to guess what it is. It's very simple, but it's non-trivial. And I'll get to that at the end. And less kind of more complicated examples are looking at say, at Liouville theory or non-abelian-Todd, abelian and non-abelian-Todd theory. That would be the main subject of my talk. I just repeat a few slides very quickly what Simon was just saying. We look at, if we look at Wilson loops at strong coupling, we are dealing with some kind of effective field theory in ADS2, which is due to some non-gravitational CFT1. And so the main object which we want to compute is, we want to compute these correlation functions at weak coupling defined like this, but we want to compute them at strong coupling in the case of straight Wilson line. And they essentially are given by protected two-point functions for simplest excitations, for simplest operators inserted on the line, which Simon discussed. They are protected, then there are no three-point functions, and then there are four-point functions. That's a main subject, which depend on one-dimensional cross ratio. And I'll quickly review how these four-point functions look like. So on string side, we start with superstring in ADS5S5. In the simplest case, we just restrict to bosons, ignoring loops. And then we deal with elementary excitations and a multiplet of transverse string excitations expanded near minimal ADS2 surface is given by five scalars and three massive scalars, massless scalars of S5, three massive scalars. I'm considering BPS Wilson loop here, and there are eight fermions. So anyway, so these are main fields on the world sheet of a string, and the strategy is just to start with string action, expand near this minimal surface, and then read off use the usual Witten diagram prescription to compute four-point functions, which will be functions of inverse string tension, as Simone reviewed. And important point to keep in mind that superstring theory in ADS5 is 5. It's a kind of conformal theory, two-dimensional conformal theory. More precisely, it's a scale invariant. It has no UV divergences. It should be sort of a scale invariant theory. It depends how you represent it. Well, here it will be more like Nambu version, but at the end of the day, there should be a special way of computing loops in this theory where you don't deal with any UV divergence. So that's important to keep in mind, and that basically means that this duality between ADS2 and CFT1 can be pushed to any order in square root of lambda and then continue to weak coupling. It's a well-defined quantum problem, and that's the setup. We have some operators on the line, and we are computing various Witten diagrams in the bulk, in the ADS2 connected to the operator. So that's the bosonic part of ADS5 S5 string action expanded near this ADS2 minimal surface. We get, if we choose coordinates appropriately, we can separate ADS2. Then in static gauge, that becomes just ADS2 metric. And then we expand in fluctuations around this surface. So there'll be three axes, which are ADS2 coordinates, and five scalars, Y, which are massless S5 coordinates. And that's how these few terms in this expansion look like. So we get this massive scalars X, three scalars, and five massless scalars. And then in addition to familiar terms, which we get in Nambu action in flat space, here the indices are contracted with ADS2 metric, but doesn't really matter. So there is a square root of G in front. There are, in addition, interaction terms. So you see here, in addition to masses, we also have quartic interaction for this scalars, and then there'll be higher order terms. So these terms come from curvature, and the fact that we're expanding, we're not just taking Nambu action in static gauge, in flat space, we're expanding near curved minimal surface. So in a sense, what that reminds us is some kind of theory of scalars with high derivative interactions plus some potential terms. So it's a kind of mixed, both we have a potential terms and derivative terms. And starting with this action, we just use usual Witten prescription for scattering amplitudes, and we compute this correlation function. And as Simone reviewed, we are trying to match to Young-Mills. If we could continue the result to weak coupling, that should match super Young-Mills pressure. So that's just basic formulas of 1D CFT. So four-point function, say, of S5 fluctuations, Simone just discussed it. So in general, on symmetry grounds, it contains three functions. So A run 1 to 5, and they are functions of cross ratio and string coupling. And what we do, we compute the simplest three-level diagrams will be just coming from quartic interaction in this action I have shown. And there is a disconnected part, which will be having kind of free field, generalized free field expression. That's a basic bulk to boundary propagator. So you just take few derivatives at this point because of interaction terms, and you plug these propagators and you compute expression in terms of familiar D functions in ADS2 in this case, which contain all these logs and log of 1 minus chi in of cross ratio in one dimension. So these functions are complicated. So that's the reason why I'm reviewing all this. Again, Simone have shown these functions. So the point is that they complicate, they contain these logs, and that contains a lot of physical information, in particular about anomalous dimension of two-point correlate. So now I forget about this story, so it was just motivation. So let me start with what I actually want to discuss. So I want to consider a much simpler theory in ADS2, which would be conformal, and it could be massive theory like, well, we'll see why massive. it's conformal, it's more precisely while invariant in generally curved background. So that will be Liouville or Toda or some kind of sigma model. So why we want to do this, we want to understand is maybe there is an alternative way of dealing with this worldshape theory in ADS2 where the scale invariants become more explicit. Plus, we'd like to know what's the role of hidden symmetries. So when we deal with conformal theory, they're much more than just integrability. Well, integrability kind of becomes a little bit redundant because we have Virasoro symmetry. But we would like to draw some lessons by studying these simpler conformal theories in ADS2, which may be useful also in this integrable string case. So CFT in conformally flat space sounds like trivial exercise. So you need to basically translate flat space result using the fact that you are dealing with conformally flat space. But in fact, that's not so simple. So in general, ADS2, you're dealing with half plane. So if you map from ADS2 to flat space by some wild transformation, you'll get a theory on half plane or disk. You need to specify boundary conditions. And it turns out, in examples which I'll discuss, this effectively translates into dealing with different vacuum. So in particular, say, Liouville field will transform non-trivially, and you will be ending up with a different vacuum compared to what you naively expect. That's what I'll review this story. Plus, you're dealing with different observables. So as I mentioned earlier, thinking of S matrix for elementary scalars of conformal theory in flat space doesn't make sense in two dimensions. But in ADS, it will make sense. And that will be our main observable which we want to discuss. And that's motivated by this Wilson line story where we essentially scatter these elementary scalars. So that's why we want to look at them. So examples will be Liouville and Toda models in ADS2. And what will happen is that these elementary field scalars of Liouville or Toda, their correlators in ADS2 will translate into something which has very simple structure, which are correlators of chiral primary operators, stress tensor. In the case of Liouville, chiral stress tensor over flat CFT restricted to the boundary. So we start with elementary fields in ADS2, but we get correlator at the boundary, which looks like exactly like correlator of stress tensor of the conformal field theory in two dimensions. So what that means is that these correlators of elementary scalars, say in Liouville theory or Toda, they are effectively controlled by Virasoro, not just one-dimensional SO1,2 symmetry, but much bigger symmetry, Virasoro. There will be no logs, no anomalous dimensions in the simplest Liouville and abelian Toda theory. But so the structure is much simpler. So that's one of the reasons why, again, I mentioned integrability. So integrability should have consequences in more broader case when we don't have conformal symmetry, but its consequences were morally similar to what Virasoro is doing in this example. So that observation that there is some relation between elementary correlators on ADS2 in the case of Liouville theory or Toda and correlation function of stress tensor in two dimensions was originally made in the paper by Onyang recently and at the tree level, and we sort of understood it more generally and extended it to general statements in these papers. So the key point is that the action on ADS2, say for Liouville, if you take a Liouville theory on a plane, there's no translation invariant vacuum. There is non-translation invariant vacuum, which essentially maps is equivalent to dealing with Liouville on ADS2. But the point is that in this vacuum, you get massive fluctuations, and the field will have this. In the Liouville case, it will be just massive scalar, and it will have mass squared equal 2, just like in this example which Simon discussed. It will be dual not to field strength that, in the Wilson line example, but to stress tensor, which has dimension 2. And translation will be essentially thinking of what are the boundary conditions for this scalar, you will have some power of ADS distance, and rescaling by this power, defining boundary correlation functions, you map them to correlation functions of certain CFT operators, which these correlates depend on the boundary, on positions on the boundary. These depend on, in general, on chiral coordinates on the plane or half plane. And then you need just to restrict these to the real line. That doesn't change anything, just a just identification how it's done. The main non-trivial question is how, what's the proportionality coefficients between these correlators, or rather, identifying this field phi with the operator, what's the coefficient appearing here? And that will be the main story. The structure is fixed by, turns out to be fixed by Virasoro. So that's all high W symmetry in the case of a Toda theory. So what we would like to do, first we'll check this duality explicitly by Witten diagram computation ADS2. On CFT side, we know the structure of correlators just from Virasoro, W symmetry, or free field representation for in the case of non-abelian Toda theory. But on ADS side, that's a direct computation, which is kind of non-trivial. And the main struggle is to fix this coefficients K of delta, kappa, which proportionality coefficients, which will be non-trivial functions of coupling or central charge. And that's what I'll hopefully get to later. So the moral why that happens actually is not, the mechanism by which these correlators are related is not completely trivial. It's actually much easier in the Bezzomino-Witten case, which I'll maybe mention at the end, but in the case of Liouville theory, that uses the fact that Liouville is non-trivially transformed when you go from ADS to half plane plus some extra extra ingredients. In particular, it's important there is a free field representation, and somehow this free field representation is related to elementary fields in ADS, which simplifies when we take boundary limits. So in the bulk, there will be no simple relation, in fact. So let me stop now with the introduction. I'll just go through examples and try to explain what's going on. So I'll first just sketch the results and then maybe give some details later. So Liouville theory, that's usual expression for Liouville in curved space, curved two-dimensional background. And so while covariance implies that this coefficient Q is fixed to be, in terms of the coupling B, to be this, and that's the usual central charge. So if we pick up not generic background, but ADS2 background with curvature minus 2, what you observe is that this potential which appears here, which has no minimum, of course, in flat space, now develops a constant vacuum, which is a phi bin constant, and that's the minimum value, and you expand near this constant vacuum, and that's what you get. You get a potential which has minimum at zeta is fluctuation, so zeta equals zero is the vacuum, and then there is a mass, mass term which is m squared equal 2. So the dual operator should have delta equal 2. So we assume standard Dirichlet boundary conditions, so that's the boundary asymptotics. And in fact, this story is closely related to thinking of non-trivial background for Liouville, which breaks translation invariance on a flat half plane, which was originated in this paper, and then Zimolodikov's also developed this further. And there are various ways of thinking of how one computes correlation functions, but we will not be interested in the, say, expectation value of primary, of exponential of elementary field, but rather in S matrix in ADS2, which means correlation, boundary correlators of elementary scales in ADS2, which was not discussed before. So, which in effect is much simpler, that's up to this proportionality coefficient. So the main statement is this. So you take boundary correlators defined by taking this elementary field zeta, computed using this particular structure of the potential, which is dictated by conformal invariance. And then you compute them in ADS2, and you discover that they actually have exactly the same form as correlation function of stress tensor, which has the same dimension 2, which are controlled by Virasoro. Up to this coefficient kappa in power n, how many legs? Kappa is a function of b, and ADS perturbation theory is just expanding in small b. And what the message is that this elementary scale S matrix in ADS2 is essentially controlled by Virasoro, because that's what controls this correlation function. So in some sense, we can say that this ADS2 CFT1 here is effectively ADS2 chiral half of CFT2. It's the same CFT2, but restricted to plane, to flat space, and we take just chiral half. But that's kind of loose rephrasement of what is said here. So you take relation functional stress tensor, chiral stress tensor, restrict to real line, and they match the ADS2 correlate. So this kappa, this proportionality coefficient, it's actually a non-trivial function of central charge. So remember, Q is B plus B in inverse power of B, and that turns out to be exact expression for kappa. It's a non-trivial function of coupling B. So Virasoro algebra just tells us what are the correlation functions of stress tensor, and they depend on central charge. Central charge is a function of B, and so that's a function of B. So we can then just ask how we reproduce these expressions, which are simple expression of cross ratio, no logs, of course. It's just a simple structure constrained by Virasoro. How they are reproduced if we compute these boundary correlators in ADS2? So that's a straightforward computation using this Witten diagrams, three level, one loop, etc. And you get exactly the same structure for these boundary correlators of elementary scalar of Liouville theory with proportionality coefficients given precisely what you expect, with parameterized just by one parameter kappa and central charge. So what we checked is that indeed these coefficients are reproduced just by doing Witten diagram in ADS2. So conclusion for Liouville is just with that special potential, which corresponds to conformal theory in the bulk, structure of ADS2 boundary correlator simplifies dramatically and just controlled by Virasoro. So, and that's why it matches these stress tensor correlation functions, and it's essentially kinematical. Up to this coefficient kappa, which is a non-trivial function of B, and to compute this kappa, one needs to actually to understand directly why correlation function of elementary scalars are mapped to correlation function of stress tensor, and I'll get to that later, and that allows us to extract the value of this kappa, which is, again, non-trivial function of central charge or coupling. So the story for abelian total theory is kind of morally similar. So the main difference is now, in addition to Liouville theory, we get other scalars. And in ADS2, we get that's the Lagrangian say for A2 total. You have an extra scalar psi. And that's a potential. Again, we have extra coupling coupling to the curvature. So that's the expression for Q and central charge in this case. So Q essentially is controlled by Weyl invariant. So you can understand this by thinking of in terms of tachyon operator. But it's essentially conformal invariant, Weyl invariance. And again, vacuum is just constant value for Liouville field and psi equals zero. Expanding near that, you get masses 2 and 6, which correspond to dimensions 2 and 3. And these are dimensions of a stress tensor and spin 3 generator of W3 algebra. So the statement generalizes simply by saying that correlation functions of these two scalars, their boundary expectation values, they are matched by, they are the same, they have exactly the same structure as correlation function stress tensor and this W3 generator, restricted to real line. There are two proportionality coefficients here, and that's how they look like. Again, they are both non-trivial functions of central charge or coupling B. Again, there's just one coupling which appears here. So the story is essentially the same. Difference is, in addition to Virasoro, we got full W symmetry. And that's what controls these correlation functions in general. And that's what controls effectively the ADS2 correlation functions of elementary scalars. And again, we checked through computing Witten diagrams that we match the CFT expectation values, which are, well, the simplest ones just controlled by conformal symmetry, but then there are some other four-point functions and less trivial. And again, expanding them in B, which is small b is a perturbation theory in ADS, we matched the expressions for these coefficients, which are proportionality coefficients. So W symmetry effectively is hidden in this classical Lagrangian. And putting it in ADS2, you see it in correlation functions. So that's a kind of message. So again, I emphasize why this is maybe interesting, because we want to understand what happens for integrable models put in ADS2. Now, non-abelian total theory. Here, story is more subtle and more interesting in a way. So that's essentially a theory where you take SL2R of U1 gauge Bezeminer model and you add a potential, preserving while invariance. So that's how it looks like. That's a familiar black hole metric, Euclidean black hole. That's a Liouville field in addition, so we have three fields. There is a potential, and there is a dilaton term, which is a dilaton term for this black hole plus linear dilaton for the Liouville. And that's a Q in this case. The parameter Q must have this form for while invariance, and that's a central charge. So B is related to level of Bezeminer-Witten in this case, by this expression, that's exact expression. So this metric is not exact, it's one loop exact, but there is an exact generalization of that, which we don't need here, which is controlled by knowing that this came from gauge Bezeminer model. So anyway, so what happens here? So here we have three scalars expanding near vacuum, and I change coordinates here from r and y to eta 1, eta 2, and I also use eta plus minus eta 1 plus I eta 2. So that's again the same Euclidean black hole metric. That's a potential expanded near this minimum. And here we get three fields. We get actually three scalars, zeta, eta 1, eta 2, all having classical mass bin 2, m squared equal 2. That's the asymptotics. And what they should be due to stress tensor and parafermions of this non-abelian Todde theory. So in fact, these parafermions, they generalize parafermions of gauge Bezeminer model. They are non-local, classically it's non-local conserved chiral operators of spin 2. And that's how they look like classically. So you need an extra field nu, which is defined through these relations. So it's non-local in terms of R and Y. And they're conserved, so just like stress tensor, and it has the same dimension. And they're promoted to quantum level. They become quantum operators, which are chiral. And a novel feature of this non-abelian Todde theory is that this stress tensor, of course, has dimension 2, which is protected, but these parafermions, they have anomalous dimension, which is 1 over k of level of Bezeminer. And the boundary correlators now become exact. The same statement is true. The correlation function of these three scalars in ADS, controlled by this action, with very specific potential, part coming from dilaton in the action for this black hole kind of dilaton. So these correlation functions in ADS2, they match up to proportionality coefficients, correlation factor of stress tensor, any number, and any number of these parafermions. So here, comparison is actually non-trivial on both sides. We need to know these correlation functions, and for that one needs to develop free field representation for that story, for that theory, and match them to ADS2 correlation functions. And this, again, the matching works. So for example, the two-point function of two parafermions is already having non-trivial kind of normalization, because here there's anomalous dimension, so that depends on scheme. In particular scheme, that's how it looked like. And then kappa in that scheme, the proportionality for these parafermions, it's the same for plus and minus. That's our conjecture, the exact expression for how that looked like. So So that's just a summary of how these correlation functions look like. So two-point functions are matched to conformal theory, two-point function and three-point functions. And the main struggle is to see that you get indeed the right logs corresponding to anomalous dimension and the proportionality coefficient. And we checked this at one and two loop orders. Less trivial story is for four-point functions. They will start resembling what we actually had in this Nambu action expanded in ADS2. They will have logs related to anomalous dimension, and they will have non-trivial dependence on the cross ratio. So how much time? Oh, okay, so then I'm doing. This one? Okay, so then I can slow down. So that, at the moment, that was just a kind of summary. And now I'll try to give some details. So the interesting, what kind of non-trivial part in this story is why indeed stress tensor is related to elementary scalars in ADS2? Why correlated correlation function, they have the same structure. Of course, one could just say that, well, they have the same structure because they can't be anything else, but on symmetry grounds. But then one needs to compute this proportionality coefficient kappa. So one would like to understand this better. So the idea of how they can be related is as follows. So we can start with Liouville in ADS2, and we can map this theory to flat half plane. And for that, we need to take into account that Liouville is transformed by log of z will be transverse coordinate to the real line. So it's essentially the same z as in ADS2. So that's so the argument, semi-classical argument, runs as follows. So you take into account this transformation. Then you start with classical stress tensor on a half plane, where W is this. And you need to take into account that after this shift, the boundary the expectation value of the boundary field, sorry, not expectation, the asymptotic value of the boundary field near the boundary, it contains both this standard ADS asymptotics plus this this log coming from transformation. So after that, you just take this field and evaluate the expression for the stress tensor in flat space, the usual expression with this central charge improvement. And you get exactly that T becomes just proportional to the scale of I. So what happens is this bilinear becomes linear to leading order in Z because of this log term. So that's non-trivial vacuum in a way of the Liouville. And this Z squared takes care of one extra derivative. So what you find is that T is actually near the boundary is the same as this boundary value of the scalar in ADS2. So that translates into a statement that this kappa, you can push this to the correlation function, and then that becomes just a statement that kappa to leading order in B, leading semi-classical expression, is just minus 2/3. And that's exactly what comes from the exact expression for kappa, which I had earlier, which looks like minus 4 Q over C. And trying to make this argument exact, one could use the following sort of logic. One could look at what is known. One can look at primary, which is exponent to a phi with any a, with this dimension, and use conformal symmetry on a plane, on just in Liouville CFT on a plane. So then, from here, expanding for small a, you can sort of see that what you should get for t with phi, the OP of t with phi, it should have this q term. Then one needs a little bit more kind of hand-waving. One needs to take into account we're now on a half plane. So you need to take in image poles into account. And essentially what that does is it promotes the coefficient of log to the full Q, not just semi-classical expression, which was B, but also catching this B minus 1. And after that, comparing the leading pole in this OPE, one gives us expression for what is T and phi, And that essentially identifies, looking at two-point function, identifies what should be phi phi, how it's related to tt, and that gives kappa. So that's roughly what the argument, how the argument runs. So, but semi-classically, I try to explain why this relation holds. So making this precise in non-abelian order case, we don't know how to do this in full detail, but it would be very interesting to do that. So let me now go to perturbative checks, some details about perturbative checks. So let me remind this story about flat space, how it's related to ideas too, which goes back to these papers. So original observation was by Docker and Jakiv and then Friedman, that in while you don't have natural vacuum in flat space, once you break translation invariance, you can get a natural kind of background in ADS2, which in disk parameterization looks like this, and that's what similar story was used by Zamolodchikov. But that essentially translates into saying that you're considering alluvial near in ADS2 background, in expanding in perturbation theory in ADS2 background. So you can use what they like to call pseudosphere, but that's essentially ADS in this disk parameterization, or you can stay on a plane, and one can translate from one to another, and then that's just a classical part of this Lagrangian, then just using the usual bulk-to-boundary propagator in ADS2, you start computing loops, and the diagonal, say, two-point function, et cetera. So two-point function in the bulk looks non-trivial, but then we're interested in boundary correlation functions, and you discover it does go as 1 minus pt minus prime 4, with coefficient C2 having exactly the right form to match this kappa, which I mentioned earlier. So then one can go to three-point functions, et cetera, four-point functions, and computing these diagrams just built out of this bulk-to-bulk and bulk-to-boundary propagators, one checks that indeed the story works as it should. In particular, four-point functions, if you look, consider, say, a contact term, which was discussed in Nambu case by Simon, and I also quickly reviewed it, that's what you get. You get log chi here. But once you add exchange, which you need because you have Liouville potential, which has both cubic and quartic term, these log chi terms cancel, and you reproduce exactly connected part of what you expect for four stress tensors. So this general statement holds. And for at the loop level, you also need to compute all sorts of loop diagrams. And again, you end up with the same expression, which you get from stress tensor, restricted to real line with its right kappa, which was postulated earlier. The non-abelian order theory. So here, story becomes less trivial. And essentially, if you want to know correlation function on CFT side, one needs to use free field representation, which is similar to what we have for gauge Bessemer model, but actually one needs to generalize it by adding an extra scalar, and that's how it looks like. So we have, in usual gauge Bessemer, we have two free fields. That's a stress tensor, and this is an expression for parafermions in terms of the two free fields. And T0, it satisfies Virasoro, so these parafermions are primary, so that's the anomalous dimension. And the point is that once we go to non-abelian order, we add an extra field, which is this analog of Liouville. So we have phi 3 now, and there is an extra improvement term for this phi 3. So phi 1, in a sense, is kind of, one can think is related to it's just this Bessemer-Witten, gauge Bessemer-Witten, but this is related to Liouville. And parafermions also generalize. So I don't want to go back to explain how they look like, but compared to parafermions of gauge Bessemer, there is an extra term depending. So that's the free field representation for gauge Bessemer, but then there is an extra term depending on this extra phi 3, and that's what you get. It's kind of complicated, but this phi 1, phi 2, phi 3 are just free fields. So that allows us to compute correlation function on CFT side. And I guess I just quickly skip to ADS2. So on ADS2 side, what we need to do, we need to start with this Lagrangian, which was shown earlier, how non-abelian order looks like. So it came from this black hole Lagrangian plus Dilaton terms, etc., and tachyon potential. And starting with this Lagrangian with very specific coefficients, which are controlled by conformal invariants of this theory. One computes two-point functions and establishes agreement with CFT. So I think four-point functions become non-trivial, and they contain now log terms, and that's not unrelated to anomalous dimension, which I mentioned, for the parafermions. And again, one finds matching between ideas and CFT. So the story generalizes to supersymmetric Liouville theory in ADS2. So that's how it looks like. So here, matching is to stress tensor and supercurrent. So here there are two fields, fermion and Liouville field. And it's essentially the same story, but technically it's quite non-trivial because of fermions in ADS2, how you compute the correlation function, that's still in progress. And we match the correlation functions which are controlled by supervirasoro on superconformal symmetry on CFT side. Now, example which I mentioned earlier, which is kind of funny one, is just Wessel-Minnowitt model in ADS2. So here, no Liouville theory. We don't need to worry about how it transforms non-trivial and conformal map. In a sense, it's closer to what we want. We want to understand conformal sigma models in ADS2, quantum conformal sigma models in ADS2. Now, in flat space, Wessel-Minnowitt, of course, is kind of trivial. If you just expand near trivial vacuum, compute this matrix, you need to worry about infrared divergence, just three-level. But if, in fact, in this particular case, everything is fine, and you just get one. You get trivial scattering, essentially related to chiral decomposition. Classically, it's things separate. Now, if you do the same exercise in ADS2, what do we should get? Well, first, we have massless scalars in ADS2 with particular cubic, quartic, etc. interactions. And they should be dual to dimension one, according to usual dictionary, to dimension one operators in ADS2, at the boundary of ADS2. So what are these dimension one operators? Well, not hard to guess. These are chiral currents of the same Wessel-Minnowitt model on the plane, and which have the usual Katz-Moody algebra, chiral algebra controlled correlation functions. Here I just rescale them currents by square root of k. So square root of k is one, is our coupling, which appears in the classical Lagrangian and in these correlators. And indeed, that's what one easily matches by, say, looking at this three-point function in ADS2, you match this expression restricted to real line. So why this happens? Here it's kind of even easier to understand than in case of Liouville theory. Think of current, it's just a derivative of scalar to leading order. Then you need to go to the boundary. So you'll get a power of z, one derivative kills power of z, and you essentially get current equal to scalar. So that's the qualitatively what should happen. Now, to finish, so the conclusion is that what motivation is try to understand something like superstring sigma model in ADS2 related to these Wilson loop correlation functions. Instead, we looked just an ordinary CFT in ADS2, and here boundary correlator of elementary scalars appear to be controlled by Virasoro or higher symmetry depending on theory. And in a sense, it kind of reminds us a little bit of vectorial ADS CFT, where we have, say, free theory at the boundary, we consider some correlation functions of free fields at the boundary, and we match high spins in ADS, but high spins in ADS are actually having this infinite dimensional symmetry. So in a sense, this matrix is nearly trivial. It's controlled by free field, free CFT at the boundary. So in some sense, these examples of conformal field theories in ADS2 are kind of somewhat analogous. We have Virasoro controlling this S matrix in ADS2. So better understanding on abelian order is one open question. And again, we would like to learn some lessons about integrable models. And I guess I said all this already. And Simon also mentioned that we would like to see how properties of of correlates in AES2 controlled by integrability are related to, say, factorization of its matrix in Lattice space, etc. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Arkady. So we're really way behind time. So unless there's like a very burning question, maybe we can just postpone. Is there anything burning? Okay, so maybe we'll have lunch and continue discussing. Thanks.